Hi, welcome to church today. The message you're about to listen to came from a recent gathering at our church. Be encouraged as you enjoy this message.
Kindness. Can we just flow into the word? Can we just talk about that for a minute? Let's go over to 1 Thessalonians 5:5. The word kindness, actually it's 1 Corinthians 13:8 we probably should start with. I don't know, I left my stuff at home in all the difference of today. Okay. Father, we thank you. Let's go to... Now, I want to show you... I know what I want to show you. That little picture of the little children. Let's do that first. And then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 13:8. See these... Oh, isn't this adorable? I love it when God starts working stuff out. These little children... It should say on the slide. I don't know if it does. These little children were sharing. And they were sharing their straws. And it's actually at the White House. And I forget, I think it's Wednesday. I'm going to fly in. Gosha's going to fly in to Washington, D.C. And it's really amazing what God is doing. Cindy's got a way to go into the West Wing. And we're going to go into the West Wing. We're going to walk around the West Wing. I know God's been increasing the need for us to be united with America. We used to have one foot in America and one foot in England, trying to figure out which nation, because Rod's American and I'm English, and we're in a marriage covenant of England and America. So I know that the UK and the US need to be one. But these little kids were at the White House. I don't know who's... I don't think it said. I think I just did a Wikipedia on kindness, because I thought, I don't know a lot about kindness. I know my dad was really kind. I know my mother was a very kind woman. And I thought, I want to be more kind. You know, what does it mean to be kind? It's kind of a sharing. So we're going to look at that today. You could call it love, but whatever. They're sharing their straws, but they're sharing their drink. And I thought this was kind of topical because I'm going to the White House. It's going to be a long day Wednesday because we have to get up, fly, go to the hotel. I thought I could just sleep and then have a wake-up call. But now they're having a dinner or something, I don't know, food. So everybody's got all their bits together and then go to the White House. It's going to be a really long day, so you can pray I have energy and strength. And that's on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we're going to have a lunch at Capitol Hill Club, which is some club in Washington. What do I know? Just do what I'm told. And Friday, I'm going to preach a bit on the war horses. I was thinking about it. Have I ever taught you about the war horses? No. I think I need to do that one time and not do this habitual kind of Jewish calendar thing. Maybe next time I'll teach on the war horses, because it's so powerful. You can discern who you are and where you are, and it just helps you, because you know, we were taught years ago by Dr. Cole, maturity comes with acceptance of responsibility, and the war horse takes 14 years to train, and it's a very responsible position. So I feel like God's giving us the responsibility to go in first. And like I mentioned a few minutes ago, we met with some people on Friday. He's head of the filling station, UK and Europe and internationally. And it was really good. You know, it's good. It's time for us to start joining our arms with other ministries and things like that. We have a part to bring, okay, but we need to have our hearts right. Okay, so anyway, I want you to look at this, and I want you to understand what kindness is about. Have you got the words? I don't know if it says it in the Wikipedia. If you've got that, you can pop that up. If not, don't worry about it. I'll read it. I've got it somewhere. God is kind because God is love, and love is kind. And I looked up the word kind in the thesaurus. It means caring. It means nice. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, help us. Help us as we go into your word, as you teach us what it means to be kind, what it means to be nice, what it means to be sympathetic, generous, helpful to others. I thank you. I thank you, Father. It's part of being chosen. It's part of being kingly and charitable. And I praise you and thank you. Thank you. Let your kindness come in our midst, in Jesus' name. Look, I was reading in the Message Bible in Romans 2. I don't know if you have the Message. I can't remember. The Message Bible in Romans 2, verses 3 to 4, it says, "You didn't think, did you, that just by pointing your finger at others, you would distract God from seeing all your misdoings and from coming down on you hard?" You know, it's no good saying, "Oh, that person's their fault." No, be responsible. "Or did you think that because he's such a nice God, he'd let you off the hook? Better think this one through from the beginning. God is kind, but he's not soft. He takes us firmly by the hand and leads us into a radical life change." That's what God does. That's what I've been thinking about a lot lately, about how the world has its set of standards, but God has his, and it's more important to please God. I know that I know that I know that we are obedient to God, and obedience must come upon you. All you have to do is wake up in the morning and say, "Thank you, God, I'm in an obedient place. I gather every Sunday because I don't forsake the assembling of myself with other believers." There's something that happens when we all come together, doesn't it? Especially when we all release who we are and God comes in our midst. It's great. It's great. We don't know it all, but he does. And I just pray, Father, you just help us again. We've already prayed, but we're going to keep praying. We just thank you for the places of favor that you bring us to. Thank you. It's extraordinary. And you're not soft, but you're kind. And I thank you. You're so kind, coming just when we need it. Thank you that we're loving and kind. To be kind means to be adaptable or compliant to the needs of others. When agape is working in your life, you don't demand that others be like you. God's been really talking to me because I've been taught some things to have expectations, but I have to go to God and find out what he says. When agape is working in your life, you don't demand that others like you. Agape makes you want to bend over backwards to become what others need you to become. And whilst I understand the wisdom, was it James 1:7, I think, or 1:5? If any of you lack wisdom, ask. If you don't know what to do, you ask God, right? If any of you lack wisdom, God gives wisdom generously. But I know that I've been taught some things, and I have to check them out with the word of God now. And with God, am I right with you? You know, yes, of course, if you're working with somebody, you need to know how they think. Because if you don't know how they think, you don't know what they'll need. And that takes time. Okay, but the word kind, or trust if you like, it portrays a willingness to serve and change in order to meet the needs of others. It's completely the opposite of self-centeredness or selfishness. Love is kind. Thanks for this here. Thanks. Love is kind. Love is kind. God is kind. I'm going to get rid of some of this. I've made a decision to move into the 21st century and not have all this paperwork. It's not that easy, though, because I started yesterday, and I thought, right, I'll start. So I took my phone and I took my mini iPad, and I thought, they're both the same. So then I thought, and Rod said he'd help me move into it more, but it isn't working yet, so you're going to have to bear with me to become this techie phone. In fact, I think I probably left my phone down there in my bag or something. But anyway, we'll get where we get. We've done this. Fortunately, I did a printout because I left the nice kindness thing. What? No, it doesn't matter. Well, you can if you want.
I think it's in my bag.
It's in a pink thing. I think it's there. But, yeah. So, Rod says this isn't big enough. Thank you, sweetie. It isn't really, but then why take two things that do the same job? This is my logic. Oh, it's upside down. Oh, I switched it off. Because I had to put Waze on. I didn't know how to switch Waze off. The noise. I might need some help up here. I can't switch my phone on now. Can you switch it on? See, all you techies. You might think I'm an old fogey, but I'm learning. Anyway, I got ready this morning and I had everything in place, but I left my, there, well done. I left my, oh, now you have to turn Waze off though, if you know that. The noise will come on. It'll say, go left at the next thing. So I ended up, you know, I thank God I know the word of God, because I ended up in Hoban. I went a different way. It's a good thing my husband's not here, because he'd say, oh, you're just having a blonde moment. I'm like, yeah, okay. Okay, now look, this is for the end. This isn't for now. Who's that face? Oh, no, I just do this. Oh, yeah, I do put my code in. Okay, see, I don't really get the techie thing because... Waze is gone. Oh, jolly good. So now I have to find that, do that. And then I have to find... We did this because when I go to Washington, he says I have to just show my phone, be all cool, you know. It's good to have a husband who knows what he's doing. Anyway, to me, I thank God I've got the word in my heart and I've got the Holy Ghost to lead me. So, kindness, the word for the month, kind. It's a behavior, it says here, marked by ethical characteristics, a pleasant disposition, and a concern and consideration for others. So you want to be kind. How are we going to be kind? There's some people I don't really like being kind to because they annoy me. I'm sorry, but they do. They're competitive, they're fleshly. They're always like wanting... There's a reason, you know. I like to just be before God in his purpose. I don't like a bunch of... Uh-oh. That. I'll pick it up. Oh. I don't like... too much hassle. Yeah, what could you take though? I'm going to use it all. See, that's why I'm getting more into it. Okay, you can take the papers, but, you know, whatever. Some of us don't sit all day in front of the TV with our Bibles. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Uh-oh. Some of us like to have it on the inside and do the jobs that need to get done. Okay, so here we go. So we've established that kindness is who God is. God is a spirit. Actually, we can turn to Galatians. Did we go to 1 Corinthians 13? Yeah, I think we did. Let's do that first. 1 Corinthians 13. Love endures long. Verse 4. Is patient and kind. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing having been in the wilderness because you learn who you are and you learn who God is. And the warfare has certainly changed. Whereas before, we used to be really, really intensely, aggressively threshing. Now we're learning who we are. So we stand, Philippians 1, 27 and 28 in the Amplified. But love is patient. That's who God is. And he endures long. He's patient and kind. You know, kindness is a fruit of God's spirit. I don't know what the fruit of your spirit is. I know I need a lot more kindness. I do. We all do. It's important because it comes when you're in the fire of a trial. And you think, I must be like God in this. I must be kind in this. Some things you're really good at doing quickly. Other things just seems like you're not good at, so you need help. And this season of life that we are in as a small team is quite intense, because everybody I talk to, their teams have been scaled down. I was talking to the guy who's head of Revelation TV a few days ago, and he said they used to have 200 people at Revelation TV. Now they have 20, so they're all wearing lots of hats. I felt like I wanted to complain and say, well, hang on a minute. I'm trying to be kind here. We've only got three of us. We used to have 8 or 9 people on staff, and they were all specifically trained in what they did. So I'm having to do things I've never done before. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You're doing things you've never done before, and it's taking your time. But that's okay. That's okay. So I'm going to talk about celebrating kindness, because there's this realm's voice and then there's God's voice. And you only know by getting alone with God when you're getting things right. Come on. I know it's important who your friends are. I know it's important who your counsel is. But you know what? At the end of the day, when I know I've heard from God, not Rod, not anybody, but God, I know that's right. What has God showed you that your life is about? So it's important that you make the difference of the two realms. There's this realm that likes you to be a certain way, likes lots of people and all that kind of stuff that makes success. I get that, but it's important that you know what you're doing is a strategic plan that God has. I know that I know that I know, whether I understand it all, whether it's to do with whatever, money, admin, help. I know when God wants me to do something because it witnesses to me. But I know I have to be like a little child, like those children in the White House. I thought, that's what got me started this week on the kindness thing. I thought, okay, do I always aim? Do I make it my biggest aim? Not always. Sometimes I just speak and do what I think to do. But you just remember first point, God is kind. God endures long. He's got a great plan. You say, well, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's happening. That's okay. He does. As long as you walk with him and you spend time with him and you honor him. I told you when I was away on holiday, I read this book on honor. And it's really, the girl who wrote it gave it to me probably 10 or 15 years ago, but I've never had a release to read it until now, because now I feel like people are going to come to our church because we've kind of one foot in the tradition and one foot in the new. And yet it's like we're trying to figure it all out, and it's all kind of molding together with different colors, different genders, different opportunities to move forward. It's like, hang on a minute. What are we? We're not an Anglican church, but we do love God and we want God first. People are coming in off the streets to see what we're doing in this church. We're not doing traditional church. We're doing testimony. And the fact that if you need to feel better, reach up. He's here. Okay? He's kind. So I want to make that point first. And then I want to say that it's important that we do our best, don't we, to be kind. We don't always make it. But 1 Thessalonians 5. I got so many things marked off. But verse 15, if you want to put it up. In the Amplified, it says, see that none of you repay another with evil for evil, but always aim to show kindness. So you have to Psychologists say count to 10 when you hit, you know, a challenge. Aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another and to everybody. I used to get really irritated when Rod would just let people go. He'd always be kind driving. And I'd think, would you just put your foot down? We're in London. You've got to get in, get out there, when I first met him. But now he's rubbed off on me. Now I let everybody else in too. But I used to be in such a fast race to get there first, to get the job done, to get things done. So I was free. But you know what? It's okay. You aim. You aim. One aims to be kind. One aims to show up. Just like those kids. You aim to share. Okay? We have to look for things in others. Proverbs 19:22 says, that which is desired in a man is loyalty and kindness, and his glory and delight are his giving. But a poor man is better than a liar. So I know the word of God, Proverbs, it's important that, you know, we keep kindness. Proverbs 31, it says, kindness is a law. The Proverbs woman, the godly woman, on her tongue is the law of kindness. It's a law. I aim for that to always happen. But sometimes you just feel like you've got to crack the whip. You've got to get going. Especially when you're leading things. Sometimes people flag and pull. But as I said, kindness is part of God's spirit. Kindness is who God is. God is patient and kind. You think about the times God's been kind to you. He's been kind so many times. I was thinking about Abraham taking his only son up to sacrifice him. And just as he was going to put the knife in his throat in Genesis, God shows up and says, why are you doing that? Stop it. I think how many times God has protected us. This last week, I think it was last week or the week before, Anna, Rod's daughter, our daughter, you know, it's a miracle. A steel thing came flying off a lorry ahead and it went into her windscreen and she had to go to have glass taken out of her eye. But she's okay, you know, she could have been killed outright, she could have been dead. Our child could have been fighting the grim and the grief, but God was so kind to show her the protection. Thank you for your prayers for us. Because you know who wants to stop us, wants us not to be full of life and vim and vigor. But, oh, so anyway, it's important to show the kindness. Let me see, what else did I put down? It's a fruit of the Spirit. I've got so many notes. In Acts 4:33, we can see Jesus and his kindness. And we've heard some testimonies this morning. With great strength and ability and power, the apostles delivered their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Some people get really mad at you. They get jealous at you. They get angry with you. But you know what? Everything we do is about the testimony we give to Jesus. It's about, what is today about? Why have I come to church? What is my testimony? And then I put down the 2 Corinthians 8:9. It's a progressive recognition. For you are becoming progressively acquainted with and recognizing more strongly and clearly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a grace issue. You're becoming progressively acquainted. You begin to know that God wants you somewhere. You know, and it's not about other people. Yeah, there are people that carry great anointings in their area and in their arena. But God wants you to do that. He wants you to bring what you've got, the gift that you've got. Jesus is undeserved favor and spiritual blessing in that though he was so very rich, yet for your sakes he became so very poor, in order that by his poverty you might become enriched. It's because of Jesus. If I'm missing some area in my life, it's because Jesus is wanting to teach me I need to learn. There's a lot I need to learn. There's a lot I've been exposed to. There's a lot I know. But in all of it, once I became born again, I became exposed to this other realm. So my family, my friends, my old friends, it's all changed. Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about the Holy Spirit, what he can do, how he can help me. It's about my testimony. It's about progressively recognizing this. And then there's the future. In Ephesians 2:7, it says, he did this that he might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come, the immeasurable, limitless, surpassing riches of his free grace, his unmerited favor in his kindness and goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. See, I want to say, it is a progressive thing, day by day. It's by the grace of God that we're all here, that the chairs are out, the things are here, that we all made it. Huh? We know. We get it. The sickness, the trials that come, we have learned and we are learning how to overcome. It's not just for now, it's forever. It's getting the mindset that the Holy Spirit is with us, that he's helping us, that now that we've become born again, he's got his way. And that's what has to work in us, not our way, his way. We thought things should have happened a long time ago, but God has a timing. And I'm a big one on timing because I've learned. The tribe of Issachar had understanding of the time. Remember, they walked with Deborah. So I think Deborah's a big thing. I know it's not by accident I'm going off to Washington next week. I know it's not by accident that God, we had a tax rebate from the USA. I didn't even think about it when it came. We came back from holiday and I just said to Rod, oh look, here's a check for quite a few $1,000. And then when I got up the next morning, I thought, well, some of that's mine. I can use it to go do what I need to do. And I knew that God wanted to get me to places. And then he said, and he put it on Rod's heart too, it was time to get the safe. We've had safes at Calais Street for ages. But I don't know, we lost the key or we lost how to open it. And I knew there was a diamond ring in one of them. There was also some dollars in another one. You know, God knows where the fishes are in your life. God knows. Stop worrying. God's going to tell you to do something. It was bizarre to me. But I knew I needed to ask Gosha to help one of the Polish guys to lambast the safe open and use the crowbar, I guess. We just did it. Fortunately, John had already gone home. Rod wasn't. He didn't mind. He was watching Wimbledon. Wimbledon was great, you know. So I thought, I'm just going to do this because the girl had moved out from upstairs. It's time for change. It's okay. Everything is in God's hand. Don't worry if you're in the middle of change. Things are in God's hands. He will open the door. So anyway, this guy came over who, he's a sweetheart. You know, so we gave him some cash and he crowbarred it open, trashed the safe. But hey, who cares? It wasn't working anyway. So that's me. So it was good. There was money in there. So seed to sow, things to do. You worry about how's it going to happen? I don't know how things are going to happen in your life. I only know they're going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen next week, but I know it's a God encounter week. I didn't know what was going to happen this week, but it was a God encounter week. Some people who are old friends, they just come back in your life. It's just part of what happens. So anyway, kindness gets magnified in you. I want you to be kind. It means you're soft-hearted. It means you're more like God, okay? Become much more so. Forgive. You know, we've all heard messages on love and forgiveness, and they're all very powerful. But I know that we must press on. We must be aggressive. I know some of us feel like we've been in the wilderness. What the heck is going on? But you know what? The warfare has changed. We're beginning to know who we are and who he is. And that's really important. That's really important. Father, we thank you again. We thank you again for revealing our identity. I thank you in the middle of our trials. You're bigger, you're greater, you're mightier. We've come into a spiritual place, not a physical fight. I thank you that we're ready to serve, we're ready to help. Praise you and thank you. 1 Thessalonians 5:15, see that none of you repays another with evil for evil. Just don't be evil. Somebody sent me the wingiest email. They were leaving town and they were just so angry and it was so evil. And I just replied and said, hey, you know, bless you. Because I know I've been through that trial when you leave town and you leave a place and you just feel like you need to wing it. Huh? You just give it. Give it to someone. I have people, so do you. You just give them something evil. But instead of repaying evil for evil, just bless. What would God have us do? God would have us try. God would not have us be mean. God gave his best. Why can't we? Why do we have to keep thinking thoughts that are evil? Aim to show kindness and seek to do good to one another. How can I do good to another person? And to everybody, how can people say, oh, you know, 1 million, 100,000, 1,000, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Aches and pains, doctors say, operations, whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is what God's got. God's always going to bring me to victory. But I've got to be like God. I've got to be kind. I've got to be kinder. I've got to make it my aim. People want to know your goals and your visions. Hey, I have goals. I have visions. You know, we're going to have a building. We're going to have a hub because we need it. But oh, God, have mercy. He's going to first bring the people. It's about the people. It's not about the paper. It's about the vision. It was so good, like I said, to meet people this week, to make it our aim. And I want to say something. When I give you these, when we do this, Bobby helps me do it every month. It's for your benefit, not just for ours. I've got one here in my... There's a typo in it. Anyway, I'm just going to say it now. Matthew, it says Acts 16:19. It should be Acts 26:19. Don't be disobedient to the heavenly vision. I don't know if we need to print it out again. It just kind of been clear to me that you haven't been looking at it. We need to know that there are some things happening. But anyway, let's go ahead and put up. I found this. I was thinking about kindness, and I was thinking my dad was kind, my mum was kind. Let's go ahead and put this there. Yeah, go to the next one. So you think about the two realms. Am I in the natural realm? Am I in the past? Or am I in the future? My future's great. So I found this the other day. Do things for other people, not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. Huh? Isn't that great? And Jan so kindly put this all together. I think Bobby said she can put it up on the church Facebook. I think we all have to get into the 21st century, the techie and less paper. I've got paper all over the kitchen and I'm endeavouring to put it, not just, you know, shove it, but to read it, meditate. Do I need to keep this? Yeah. So look at this. Love and kindness are never wasted. It's never wasted. Never. They always have a difference. They bless the one who receives it and they bless you as a giving. Come on, what can you give? We've got to get free from this rubbish of not being kind. And there are all kinds of quotes that go along with it. Kindness begins with Charles Glassman, I'm not sure who he was, with the understanding that we all struggle, you see. A single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees. Come on. I want us to be known for being kind. It's a very kind commonwealth. Huh? I was thinking about that this morning. We're a kind church. Yeah, we overcome. Yes, we go through a lot of stuff, but we're kind. Okay. Unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, and most underrated agent of human change. We don't always get it right, but we aim at it. Okay? Okay. Kindness is a passport that opens doors and fashions friends. It softens hearts and molds relationships that can last forever. I love that. They last. I've got relationships a lifetime. In fact, when I go home this afternoon, I said I'm going to have some. Let me have a look at this, because I wrote some things on here. I actually got so into this. I'm not sure where we are now. Kindness is a passport. We read that one. Yeah, let's go to the next one. Kindness in thinking. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. I'm not patting myself on the shoulder. I'm bringing this to all of us, because I think we all need to be a lot kinder. Kindness in giving creates love. We've heard about the love walk. We've learned that as our foundation. But let's be kind. I have people I deal with all the time, and they're either unkind. Doesn't mean I have to be. Okay? I have to be kind. Kindness makes you the most beautiful person in the world, no matter what you look like. Nobody knows that was anonymous. Kindness is always fashionable and always welcome. Huh? It's lovely to be kind. Kindness and politeness are not overrated at all. They're underused. I'm just saying, here's some good goals. I've been searching for ways to heal myself, and I found that if kindness is the best way. Can you find how to be kind to someone? You know, I have some people in my life, they're so mean to me. They think mean thoughts. I'm like, I don't know why you think that of me. That's not the way I am. Or I didn't mean to do that, if I did something to hurt them. If I've been searching for ways to heal myself, I've found that kindness is the best way. I used to not like Lady Gaga because I thought she was from my past. And then I watched a documentary about her. She's okay. There's always good in everyone. Just find it. God made everyone for a purpose. Okay, just find it. Oh, gosh. Three things in human life are important. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind. What's the most important thing in my life? To be kind. I walked into the House of Lords last week, and there was a girl struggling with getting a door open. And I thought, okay, I get it, be kind. So I opened the door and I said, here, let me hold the door. So she pushed the tea trolley to whatever it was she was pushing. And somebody behind me who's worth a lot of money, probably one of the richest people in the nation, was like looking, and I just clocked it real quick. And I thought, you know what, it's important to be kind, because you never know who's looking. You never know when you walk out the doors who you're going to see. You have no idea. Be someone and sunshine when they... Yeah, you can read it more than I can. Good. You can't serve two masters. Be the sunshine in someone's life. So that's really all I want to say. I've got loads of paper up here, but Don't be disobedient to who God is. God is kind. God is patient. Who can you show an act of kindness? They don't deserve it. Just be kind. Be nice. You know, we used to have at school ribbons on our tunics. And you got one for being helpful, kind, and obedient. I only remember that one. That's the one I got. I was shocked. They'd given it to me, but I think they didn't know who else to give it for. I don't know. Maybe I should just receive it. But be helpful, be kind, be obedient to God. Do what God says, whether it makes sense or not. It doesn't make sense, this battle that we're in, but we're in a battle. Be kind, be generous, be forgiving, okay? Make it your aim. Now, we praise you, Father, and we thank you. Make us what you want us to be. You want us to be so tender-hearted. So I do pray in Jesus' name that we're stepping into this new level of warfare, which is we know who we are and we're after our inheritance. I know that each one of you, Psalm 16 says, the lines have fallen, I think it's verse 6, in pleasant places. Are we looking for a prosperity gospel? No, but we're not looking for hell on earth. We're looking for heaven. And it starts with us being kind, being generous, being thoughtful. I thank you. I praise you, Father. I thank you that you bless those who despitefully use us. You're a blessing. You're thinking kindness. You care. You care for George Hammer. You care for his wife, his family, his team. And I thank you. It's a blessing to us. It's a blessing. We're not receiving how difficult things are. We thank you for a new way. God's going to change some of your thoughts, some of your heart, some of your mindsets, some of the ways you are, some of the bitterness, some of the unkindness you feel towards others. You're not going to be unkind. You're going to be kind. You're going to make it your aim. I really, really feel there's a change of spirit coming with this new season. Huh? There is. This nation's going to be kind. Our government's going to be kind. We're going to be kind to others. It's a lot easier to be kind than it is to be evil. So there may be somebody you need to go into the other realm that we can't see. I don't worry about the future. I don't worry about the other realm. There are times when worry overcomes me, and then I have to go back in the Word. I'm like, leave me alone. Leave me alone, because God will always speak good things. God will always speak good things. If you're in the middle of a trial, just go back. If you're in the middle of long kind of endurance, if you think you always get it right, none of us do. None of us do get it right. We try. We aim to. Okay? Okay. So you just welcome the Holy Spirit into your life, into your difficult places. He brings fruit from heaven where you are unable. Let's just shift. Put things in perspective. We're going to worship.
We believe you've really enjoyed this message. For further information, visit www.commonwealthchurch.org and feel free to join us on any Sunday.